You're listening to Studio One Tracks. I'm Mark Simmet, and live tonight in our Cedar Falls studios, Lewis Knutson.
His mom. Her friends say, follow your own heart. Mom mentions making a fresh start. He tries to prove that he's okay by driving his car really fast. She tries to prove that she's okay and buy some cats. So death and cats are taking over. Yeah, death and cats are taking over. Guys, the promises all turn to life. She shrugs her shoulders and throws her hands up in the air, saying, who cares? Don't have the time, don't have the strength for a modern drama of this length. When I'm the one who's trying hard, but the villains get the leading part. Why spin through these revolving doors? Why should I suffer anymore? And now she's headed to the pet store. Now death and cats are taking over. Exist a silent and persisting plea to know what it is to be loved and what it feels like to be free. In every breath and every word you stay and talk and stay asleep, it is so understandably clear. You are not me, you are not me. And now, so death and cats are taking over.
That's Lewis Knutson on Studio One from the Quad Cities. Welcome.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having us on.
Good to have you here. Death and Cats there from the new album, The Way of Most Resistance. Is that song based on real life events, or did that arise entirely from your imagination?
No, it's kind of a real life event. A lot of times I hear stories from other places or kind of hear a snippet of something that someone else says and kind of turn it into my own thing, and that's kind of what happened here. My wife, we were talking about old girlfriends, old boyfriends, and she had said that a while before we had met, we just got married a few months ago, but she was talking about this other guy that she had dated, and they broke up, and she just gave up. She was like, you know what, I'm just going to get cats, and I don't care anymore. Like, I'm done with guys. Of course, thankfully, she gave guys another chance. Right. But when she said that, it got me thinking about this whole cat lady phenomenon. Why in society we have such a thing that we call that when you say a cat lady, people kind of recognize that term and know what it means. And so this song is kind of like a musing about like the reason for that is that, you know, relationships just, they're not working out. So, all right, you know, the guy gets in a car accident and the girl gets cats and it's kind of like, it's kind of a funny song, but it's also kind of sad.
Yeah, but it works though.
Oh,
works.
Thank you.
Well, let's hear some more from Lewis Knutson.
All right.
So if you see me stand past the circus lights in a busted up parking lot on an early summer night, I am probably remembering when you first came to town and how you took the ground and turned it completely upside down. If anybody tries to take what's mine, I'd say, here, have some more. I got everything I need. Yeah, I'm rich even if I'm poor. Oh, I don't need any money or applause for what I've done. All I need to know is no matter what I ever did, I'm still the one you love. Ooh, yeah, mama, will you love me? Time.
subway stops looking for you. Finally show up. I took the long way, 'cause it's not a race, with hairpin turns all over the place. Took pointless side streets all just in case, looking for you to catch a glimpse of your face.
Tell the story behind that one, because it's kind of interesting, personal to me. It I wrote the words to it. I was kind of a few years back, single guy, kind of always looking, you know, trying to find somebody. And I was meeting up with some friends at a restaurant, and I was in the parking lot, and I just thought, I was thinking to myself, like, how many times have I done this? You know, just like wandering around in places, wondering like, where is she, you know? So I write this down, you know, we parked in 100 parking lot. It kind of sounds like a stalker song, but it was a little more, it wasn't quite that weird, at least
sure it wasn't.
To me. So I wrote that song, and then a couple of years later, I ended up meeting the girl that I was going to marry at that same restaurant. So I really like to tell that story along with when I play it. We're going to do a song called "Crumble Under You."
Thank you.
Louis Knutson tonight on Studio One, live in our Cedar Falls studios, playing songs from the new album, The Way of Most Resistance, including that last one there, Crumble Under You. I was just listening to that earlier today, and I thought to myself, I wonder if he's going to do that vocal effect. And of course, you did it. Sounded great.
We did it for you.
Nice.
We can't always bring this little synthesizer here just because of space limitations. But.
Okay, now, so that gives the audience a clue as to what was going on there. You're just doing the vocal into the mic with the
A microphone goes into a synthesizer, and then the keys that you, the velocity is basically the voice, and then the keys that you, the notes are, instead of being sung by your voice, are actually split out into what the keys are playing. So it doesn't matter what I'm singing. I just go, blah, 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 blah.
You should have heard it before we use that thing.
So do you regard yourself as being a technical kind of guy?
No, not at all. I scrape together what I can. I have a lot of friends who help me with technical stuff. I am not very good with that. But I, lately I've started repairing my own instrument cables, like the quarter inches and the XLRs, just because they're not cheap, you know, if you go to the store and try to buy a new one. So I looked up on YouTube how to solder an XLR cable, and lo and behold, it's pretty easy.
Well, we were talking earlier about the recording of the album, and it sounded like this, you know, just like with the cables, you know, necessity because of financial concerns or whatever, you did a lot of the work on the album yourself or with the band, right?
That's true.
Including the production technical work side of it.
Yeah. The only thing we paid for was for the CD to be pressed. As far as production, the first CD we made a couple years ago, Joy, Pain, Love Songs, that one I hired a guy that I know who's an audio engineer and he tracked it, but just didn't really have the time and I kind of had this like ambition, like I'm gonna do another CD this year. There's a lot of things going on, but I had a lot of songs and I really wanted to finish them, and again, just very, very little money to put into anything extra. So, just in the studio that we play in, mic'd the drums, experimented with different sounds using EQ and compression, learning how to use that more. Because again, I'm not naturally a person who just takes to technical things really easily. So it's all about YouTube instructional videos, learning how to mix and master. But so what you have in your hands is the result. And, when all was said and done, we were pretty happy with it. Chris, I'll introduce the band real quick here. Chris Kuning is on the drums, and Metro Lyle is playing the trumpet. And then Jake Isaac is playing the bass guitar. And they're all, they play with me, but they're all great musicians, and they play with other groups in the Quad Cities as well. But Chris in particular, we really sat and kind of tortured ourselves over the mix. It was a pretty fun memory this past summer, just sitting for sometimes like 8 hours, 10 hours at a time, you know, taking a break for lunch and then going back and then getting into the studio and just using our ears. You know, we didn't have the money to spend on someone who, you know, is like a well-known mastering person, but we did have time to just sit in there and say, you know, would this snare sound better like that? What about this like vocal? What about this harmony? You know, like just really thinking about all the details. It was fun.
Well, I think it turned out well. And again, the album is called The Way of Most Resistance, and that's available on your website. One good place to check it out, right?
Yep, exactly. LewisKnutson.com.
LewisKnutson.com, and let's spell that for you.
Thank
it's,
you.
It's LewisKnutson.
There are about 15 different ways to spell Knutson, so thank you for doing that. Yeah.
But you know, you could Google it and not get it quite right. And I think That's true.
It's a unique enough name combination.
So, yeah. All right. Well, let's hear more from Louis Knutson.
All right.
The way of most resistance. Truth that is not seen, the life that comes from dying, snow-covered seed, the might that comes from being crushed, the love that crushes hate. Whatever you do, whatever you do. You can't get around that wall, and whatever you know. The heart full of believing, which faith is trampled evermore. The alms sincerely given, which helped to fund the liquor store. The sweet, sweet taste, which makes your stomach sick. The wall that breaks, the boots that kick. Whatever you do, you can't get around that wall, and whatever you say, you can't get around that wall.
All right, this one's called Something Good.
I'm not gonna let that rain cloud ruin my sunny day. I'm not gonna let that rain cloud get in my way, get in my way. Can't let a little weather cancel all our scheduled games. No, no, we're not gonna let that rain cloud get in our way. Won't let it get in our way. Something good is gonna happen, I know. Something good is gonna happen, I know. It's gonna happen, I know. Ooh. Something good is gonna happen, I know. Something good is gonna happen, I know. Here in the morning, and tears will have to go. Tears.
years are about to go.
Yeah, something good is gonna happen, I know. Something good is gonna happen, I know. It's gonna happen, I know. Ooh, something good is gonna happen, I know. Something good is gonna happen, I know. It's gonna happen, I know. It's gonna happen, I know. Something good.
When it's rain in the day and the fight through the night, we will search for the sign.
Something good.
This song's called Fire Inside Me.
I've had about enough of all these sad songs, and I'm not gonna keep singing right along. Let's find something to make us sing and shout. Let's find something to get fired up about. It's hot.
Now
I
My heart gets hot.
Fire Inside Me from Lewis Knudsen and the band, and we'll be back with more in just 1 minute here on Studio One Tracks.
Now you can hear IPR Studio One 24 hours a day. Tune in at iowapublicradio.org or through the IPR smartphone app. Our new web stream includes your favorite Studio One shows like Backtracks, Java Blend, The Folk Tree, Studio One Tracks, and more, plus new shows like our Iowa Artist Showcase, Gas Money, and Rust on the Dial, a two-hour Americana spotlight. To see the complete web stream program schedule, visit iowapublicradio.org and select Studio One.
It's Iowa Public Radio's Studio One Tracks. I'm Mark Simmet. Lewis Knudsen and the band from the Quad Cities live tonight in our Cedar Falls studios, playing songs from the new album, The Way of Most Resistance, available at lewisknudsen.com and also at your shows, I would assume. You have the album?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay, of course. And, you know, you mentioned earlier, Lewis, that you'd written. Are you a prolific songwriter?
Well, I write. You know, one time a TV station came into the studio, and just as a little interest piece, they came in and they were asking me about I was doing a song every week, and so that was kind of like the angle they were taking. And for some reason, I just had never really counted, but the guy interviewing me asked me, how many songs have you written? And I was like, well, it's got to be like 250, you know, or over 15 years of songwriting. I counted them all up, and it added to about, I think it's like at 150 right now. So it's amazing how much time can go into one. I thought it would be a lot. That's still a lot of songs.
That's still a lot, yeah.
But I mean, I thought it was more just because I've been writing songs for so long. So I don't know if I'm prolific or not, but I mean, it's always what I've done ever since I kind of really got interested in music around age 15. And I can't imagine not writing songs. I've always got something scribbled in a notepad, something typed into my, you know, phone. Little field recorder for getting ideas. So I do just love it, and even if I couldn't make a penny from it, I would do it.
All right. Are you classically trained as a musician? Or?
No, not really. I took piano lessons, which, you know, in the typical style that people usually do. So I learned the Mozart and the Beethoven and the Brahms songs. But yeah, when music really got, I guess what made music really fun for me was learning like Billy Joel and Elton John. There's this lesser-known guy named Keith Green who was really good on piano, but those were my influences when I really started writing and playing piano. And that's a lot of rootsy stuff, a lot of folk and kind of, well, obviously Elton John, kind of funky and stuff like that. So that it's a big combination of a lot of things. There's some classical in there. I do enjoy a good, you know, listening to classical music, but I wouldn't say I was really classically trained.
All right. Well, let's hear more. Lewis Knudsen.
All right. This song's called Oh, Those Eyes. Busy, but my heart still wants her, and I've got to try to fix this, but how, I'm not so sure. Oh, I never should have got my hopes up, but oh, they say
wish I could stare into them and never be done. All summer that picture
repeats in my mind like a movie that will not fast forward. Oh, only rewind. And I ask, why can't I just give it up? But
this next one is called The Law of Love.
Love. draws on me. My arms are around you, which lies on my body. I know I belong to you. Now that I've heard you speak to me, I don't need a sign. You lead and I follow. I'm yours and you are mine. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Quad City singer, songwriter, musician Lewis Knutson and his band live tonight in our Cedar Falls studios on Studio One Tracks. Our thanks to Phil Moss, our technical producer. Also thanks to Tony Daner. I'm Mark Simmet, and we're going to have one more from Lewis Knutson. You know, we have, in the past year, we've had a lot of loud rock and roll bands here in Studio One. I love loud rock and roll bands, but it's really been great. You guys have a great sound. Refreshing to hear this tonight. So thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Again, the new record is called The Way of Most Resistance, and you can get that at lewisknutson.com. It's one place to get it. And we've been hearing a lot of songs from that album tonight. And we have one more for you here on Studio One Tracks from Lewis Knutson.
Thank you. This one is called Your Love Lifted Me.
That I could be.
Love set the standard. Now that you've shown me, I must rise to the occasion. I know
lifted me.
So much.